The Hideous Creature Show.
And it goes, hey, there up in the sky, it's the K. Strauss, the yo-yo guy. And then I do the boo-da-da-ba-ba-ba, da-da-da-ski-da-dee-dee-da-ba-ba, doo-doo-doo-doo, yo-yo-yo.
From the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside Tutuatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo via the internet. The date is Thursday, May 13th, 2010, and this is episode number 34.
43.
And my name is June.
And my name is Jenny.
And my name is Patrick.
Hey, thanks for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. This is the Hideous Creature Show. How's your pooper?
How's your poopa?
Patrick, why don't you put it in my poopa?
Patrick, did you clean your poopa today?
No.
Patrick made the mistake of telling Jenny and I that he hates the word pooper.
Poopa.
Only when it's used, you know? Only it's when it's used about the...
Oh, your poopa's used, all right. All used up.
My pooper's kind of itchy. See, that's not, it just sounds bad.
Poopa. I had a friend of mine, and her hated word was moist.
Moist poopa.
And panties. I think we went over this
We've
one
gone
on an
over
episode.
This, yeah. But moist is one of the most hated words in the English language.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
I think you're making it up.
It was
Why do they always use it to describe cake then?
It's moist and delicious. Like my poopa.
It's true.
My pooper tastes like butterscotch.
If you can
butt
get
to scotch.
You realize
in my
if
poopa.
You can get around to your pooper.
In my pooper scotch?
If you can actually get around to your pooper. No pun intended, but you're sitting on a gold
no,
mine.
But there's an invention called a spoon.
Oh, scooping out your poopa.
Scrape out the walls.
Like Don't forget to dig in deep and get that poopa.
I have a poopa shmia scheduled next week.
You got to get your poopa checked at least once a year.
Ugh, I hate that.
Now I'm starting to hate the word pooper.
Yeah.
I still like it.
I think it's funny.
It's in New Hampshire, I've
hey,
heard this
Sonny.
Many times. I've heard it.
Hey, I'd like to stick something in her pooper.
See, that's gross.
See, that's gross. But when you say, hey, Sonny,
no one else.
Check out this prime poopa, then that's good.
Grade A tube steak poopa right there.
This is a grade A poopa.
I'll tell you, her pooper is top notch.
I never seen a poopa so great as this.
And when she shown her poopa, the heavens opened up.
See, that's fine.
That is right. That's
hangover
fine.
Tally?
None.
Patrick, you're not. You're on the wagon. So
I'm on the wagon.
I'm a
Just
little
call
hungover.
Me Cookie.
I'm only usually hungover on the Saturday shows because Friday night it's an evil poopa.
Well, I try to not go. If we're doing a show on a Saturday, I try not to go out so I'm somewhat fresh.
You're
for
in
the
bed
show.
By 8 o'clock and you woke up by 6 in
yeah.
your panties.
Well, I have an ankle bracelet now and I can't leave the house. So
yeah, well.
And they have one on my walker, too, so.
You're fucked. You're fucked in your pooper.
Well, as soon as, right in the old poopa. Good old poopa. Poopa?
It's not like a dumper.
Dumper?
The high school quarterback. He was a star. His name was Poopa. I just like it when it's like that.
You just like saying it.
Yeah.
Poopa.
Poopa.
Like, what was the Terrence and Phillip? Right in the old poopa. Or no, it's the old 50s... radio DJ.
Yeah. Or the newspaper editor.
Hear ye,
extra,
read it
extra.
In the poopa.
He was hit too hard in the poopa. He's out of the game.
Eisenhower's laid up because of his nicked poopa. He has a bunk poopa there.
Nothing better than a bunk poopa.
You got a bunk poopa. That's what I'm going to start doing. Pick up ladies, eh? You don't got no bunk poopa. Poopa.
And they're like, what? Did you just say I had a bunk pooper? No, you
no,
don't got
you
no
don't
bunk.
Don't got one. No.
You
no
don't
bunk
got
poopa.
No bunk poopa. They're like, fuck you.
Hey, take a bumper sticker. Put it on your poopa. No bunk poopa here.
I always like to, you know, throw one out.
Take a bumper sticker.
Whenever I'm, you know, hitting on a girl, I'll throw, you know, like maybe the pooper line, for instance.
I thought you were going to say 20s at her.
That's it. Well, that's when you're making it rain at the strip club.
Yeah, you're making it rain.
Bring the rain, boys. Ladies
June's
like the money that jingles,
20s.
But they'd rather have the money that
no,
folds.
No, I can't go to strip clubs anymore.
Why? Have you been blacklisted?
Is it a problem with your poopa?
No, it's a problem with their poopas.
Oh.
I just can't go there and I mean, how the fuck am I supposed to go somewhere, watch, you know, presumably hot girls get naked in front of me, and not, you know, sport wood and want to fuck?
Take your pooper home alone.
I mean, that is the most asinine, stupid thing to me. And then to spend money on it? Fuck that. I'd rather, well, of course, fuck them, for one. But I just, I can't go there, and it's just not a good time.
Yeah.
It sends me into a shame spiral. And by shame spiral, I mean it gets me a little horny.
Oh, everyone fucking step back for Trent Reznor here.
But I dated a stripper for a while. So I know the game. Everybody knows the game.
Right.
Till you get a couple drinks and you think you're Jesus.
Some strip clubs, too, depending on where you go, like how high echelon they are, it's just kind of sad. Because you see, like, the dudes that go in there
every day.
Mitch. And they're trying to make some sort of relationship with the ladies. Yeah. You know, like, they think maybe if they go back enough times.
Lonely eyes.
Like, get some sort of rapport with them that they're going to get.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in some... Sometimes they're prostitutes, so.
Yeah, so maybe they're right.
You get a squeezer in the bathroom for a 20.
Yeah.
See, that's more waste of a money. Of a money.
Of a money.
And of a $20 bill.
Of a pooper.
I mean, should...
Pooper costs more.
You gotta put it in the pooper, that's 25.
Ooh.
But, I can't do the strip club thing. When I dated a couple strippers, one of them... I used to borrow her car because I was going to school. So, and she worked. When did she work? I think she did a day gig because she had
a daytime stripper.
She's a day stripper, and so I'd borrow her car during the day and then go pick her up. You know, when I was off out of school, and one time I was really late and I literally got stuck behind a train, and I went to pick her up and I go, hey, you know, this is before cell phones too.
Oh, yeah.
And I got stuck behind a train, and she was pissed. She was fucking pissed at me, and she thought I was lying, and I'm going, I didn't lie. And you know, that was the end of that. I broke up with her. It's like, I can't do it. I can't. Why get pissed off? Why do you think I'm lying?
Well, because I'm assuming there's some, I don't know, I'm not a stripper, but some of her job requires lying. That's how she makes money. She's lying to have a good time.
Stuck behind a train is a euphemism for fucking a fat girl.
It's stripper code for like, I'm gonna go fucking crazy on you.
I was stuck behind a train.
Her name is Mindy.
So on the show, episode 43, we're going to get some movie madness in. We're gonna do topic of the week, which is gonna be what are some pet peeves of ours.
And then mine's getting stuck behind a train.
Mine's hearing the fucking word pooper.
Poopa. And then on the second half of the show, we're going to go into our douchebags of the week. What the fuck was I going to say? Giggle. Party Down. The new Party Down's out tonight on Netflix, and I am very excited about that.
I got to wait until Friday to get it on my DVR. But
now you're hooked, right?
I'm hooked. It took me so long. Like, how many shows did we have where you guys were talking about it? And
32.
I'm like, I haven't, probably. But now, BT and I, we raced through the first season to get ready for this one, and it's awesome.
Well, they're
I
only
love it.
23 minutes without the commercials, you can blow through them, and they're great.
They're super really, really good. Duper funny.
They're good.
Toby at work, he's hooked now, too.
Got him hooked?
Yeah. Well, it took him a year to watch the first season. Because you were the one that turned me on to it, and then I watched him and loved it, and then we've been talking to Jenny for a year about it, and her boyfriend just started watching it.
Finally, when we moved in together, we're like, let's check out that show, and it is awesome. It was one of those things where you're like, you want to watch another? You want to watch another? Just like waste an afternoon, you know. You got to ask the other person so you don't feel guilty about wasting your day on television.
I love that, though.
Yeah.
You want to watch another? Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be the one that's like, I want to watch another. And they're like, I want
shit to do.
Yeah, I want to live my life.
It's 3:00.
Yeah, I want to see the outside.
And you're like, but if we watch two more, we can go order a pizza and we can finish. We could finish by 10, get to bed, and then wake up in the morning and go out and get season 3.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that usually it's because my TV is right in front of my bed. So...
really is.
So it's staring at me right now.
Your feet. You can put your feet on it when you're watching.
Yeah. So when like a lady friend's over and, you know, we're watching TV or watching, you know, whatever, and you go, do you want to watch another one? And they go,
yeah. And you're so excited
and
when they
such
say.
Such a great thing.
You just go, oh, I'd never want you to leave. It's almost like your heroin ex. Like, do we got one more? Yeah, we got like two more hits each. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, we don't have to ever leave this hotel room.
I love watching TV in bed.
Okay, so let's go into our pet peeves, the topic of the week.
Yeah.
Jenny, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I had trouble coming up with something at first, which is fucked up because I hate a lot of things. I couldn't come up with anything, but I came up with one today, actually, while I was driving. One of the things, if you're a pedestrian, mm-hmm. and you are standing, getting ready to cross the street, it may not be at a crosswalk, mm-hmm. but you're getting ready to cross the street. There's one car coming. And they stop for you. They
wait,
can
wait,
just.
What you're.
I'm
you're
crossing
at an intersection or no
or,
okay.
or wherever.
Uh huh.
Not in. It's not a red light. I'm just crossing. I'm jaywalking basically, and there's one car coming, and they stop for you. They could just as easily drive through, and then you would go right after them.
Well, isn't it?
But they stop and then like usher you across the street, so you feel like you have to hurry. Just like just go.
Well, isn't that the law, though? When I know in Portland, there's a law that you
well,
have,
but it
when somebody's
across,
crossing, you got to stop.
Well, maybe. And maybe they're just being nice, but I'm like, just go. And then the street will be clear, and I can go about my leisurely way. It's almost like there's a pressure on you then when they stop for you, and you feel like you have to, like, hustle.
Well, oh, right. Where
you
got to
hustle across the... You do the fake run.
That's, I was just going to say, yeah. I refer to it as the trot.
Yeah.
The
like you're
courtesy
not,
trot.
You just move your arms like you're running, but you're not.
Or the fuckers that stop and they wave. Like, go
yeah,
ahead now,
exactly.
I'm waiting for you. And it's like, you didn't have to fucking stop.
Yeah, you just go ahead and go. I'm not at a light. I know that I am jaywalking. Just go. You're the only fucking car within like 500 miles.
Except for the car that's in the lane next to him that's speeding along can't see you because their fucking stop car is blocking you.
Right.
Oh,
so that's one I thought of today because I actually saw somebody do that. And this person was like, oh, you just go. And then you do that dance with the car. You're like, no, you go. No, you. No, you.
Excuse it's like me, blue burping. Balls without release.
So that's one. It's not, you know, super great.
Well,
but
also what I hate
it
is
bothers me.
The pedestrian that doesn't even acknowledge that there's
right,
traffic.
They just walk.
They just go.
Lizard.
Like a slow, scared
you ever
cat.
You ever see the crazy dude that would cross the street right down by the Bank of America, right before you're getting onto the Morrison Bridge? Crazy dude, like down by Produce Row.
Was he the guy on the trike?
Yes.
And with the horn and he honked
yes.
it?
Yes. And there's four lanes of traffic getting ready to go on the Morrison Bridge, and he would just pedal out in his like three-wheel trike and just honk the horn.
We called him Happy.
Oh, my God. He would not, if you did not stop for him, he would flip you off and yell at you.
Guess where he lived?
In Melrose.
Melrose is a place that a bunch of friends of mine and I lived at. We had like four apartments or something like that, so
yeah.
we called it
the
Melrose
Sweet,
place.
Sweet Karen, when she was on the show, yeah. they talked about
Sweet Karen
living in
there.
Melrose.
Tons of just a bunch of our friends, and he lived there. And that guy, he's huge, big man. He looked like Santa Claus, yeah. but he didn't have any teeth.
A lot of love to give.
And he rode around on this three wheeler,
and
like
had
a bicycle,
big basket on the back,
right? And he had a flag on it, and he'd wave at you. And he was kind of a mute. I never heard him talk. And he'd honk his horn to go.
Do you know?
I saw that guy almost get hit by a car. So many. I haven't seen him in a long time. So
he's
maybe he
dead.
Did get hit by a car. But he's
would
just
big
go for
he's
it.
He's on that big four lane highway in the sky, mm-hmm. honking his horn.
He's dodging
deep
Jesus.
Down in south,
living with all the cartoon characters. Patrick, what do you got?
I know this is all kind of worn out, and it's not really even funny anymore, but this occurred to me yesterday in the supermarket. It's just a pet peeve. Looked at the cover. I think it was People magazine, and who's gracing the cover is Bret Michaels from Poison. He had some sort of...
He had a brain aneurysm.
Brain aneurysm.
What?
Oh,
yeah,
I heard,
bleeding
okay,
on
I
the
heard
brain.
About this.
Yeah.
And the inset picture that they put right next to him was him, like, in a hospital bed, strapped up to all those little sensors on his chest, One thing couldn't be missing, though. His fucking bandana.
He had his bandana on.
You know that
some... It's because he's bald.
I know that, but you
he's
know that some
be
guy...
Bald.
Put it on there. I don't even think he really... I think... Just put it on him. Like, fucking... He's almost... Dude, who gives a shit if he's wearing his blue fucking
well,
bandana?
He does. Well, he cares because he doesn't want people to know what he really looks like without
Elvis
that
died on the fucking toilet, but no one can tell Bret Michaels, shut the fuck up, dude. You're not fucking gonna have your goddamn bandana. I'm pissed off at fucking...
So is that some sort of stipulation that he has written down that whenever...
There's somebody he pays.
He's on... That's on camera. That's different. But, I mean, he's wearing a bandana. Does he wear it like a...
He wears
over
like
his head.
Yeah, it's like the Aunt Jemima thing. Like,
oh, I thought he wore like the bandana where you, it's kind of rolled.
It's folded. No, it's the one where it goes like the forehead and then it crowns back to a triangle. Like he's gonna be like he's cleaning out the basement.
But he's, don't you think that he's rich enough that he could get hair extensions
he has
hair or whatever?
Plugs. He's said it before.
Oh, so he is balding.
He's fucking bald.
What's fucked up is that I am on the news or reading news all the time, and I never read anything about this.
I didn't know until yesterday, and that's kind of my pet peeve. If you're going bald, either grow fucking hair or, like, have, like, surgery. That's fine if you want hair, but don't hide the fact that you're bald by wearing fucking goddamn Harley Davidson bandanas and cowboy hats. Just be fucking bald.
That's the commitment.
Yeah, choose one. Shit or get off the fucking bald pot with, you know... Like, take it up the pooper like a man.
Right in your beehole.
Some people are graced with getting fucking white hair. They're silver foxes. People like fucking me are going to be bald by the time I'm 40. I'll fucking deal with it. I'll either get hair or I fucking will not wear a bandana.
But you're not going to be on the cover of People magazine either, probably. Well, I'm just saying that he probably does. I mean...
He's Bret fucking Michaels.
Why? What has he contributed to society?
Rock rose
has
its thorn? Rock of love.
No, right. Fuck that.
Okay, so every rose
Fallen
has
angel?
Its... Every rose has its thorn.
Talk dirty to me?
Gives him...
Every rose is bald.
That he's on Time? How old is... Time needs to go.
Time?
Time magazine.
I think this was People. This was like People or Star.
Okay, I was going to say...
It's one
if
of those rag,
Time
like,
magazine,
pop rag.
But did
then,
you hear about
things.
Newsweek? Like, they had like the top 100 influential fucking people. Lady Gaga and Sandra Bullock are in that magazine. Sandra Bullock, how is she in fucking influential? Another fucking pet peeve. Sorry to jump the boat on this one.
That's okay.
But fucking, how is she influential? She hasn't done anything except dating a dude who likes fucking screwing
Hello,
cocktail waitresses.
Hello, she was in a movie with a black man that she took in.
Jesus.
Influential.
I feel like I need a whip in a chair, Patrick. You're going, you're
I'm fucking angry. And let me tell you another thing.
Well, you know what? Also,
I don't like white children. You know why? Because they're not cute. And thank God that my children have a little bit of the African blood in them. Or excuse me, Arab blood, even though Egypt's in fucking Africa. Another pet peeve, why are Egyptians called Arabs when Egypt is fucking totally in Africa?
You're right. You're right.
Sorry.
Wow.
I don't know where I could
Sorry,
elaborate
Bret
on
Michaels.
That.
I don't
Sorry.
Really have any pet peeves, by the way.
You're just venting.
Even keel with Patrick over here.
Yeah. Steady and narrow. Make it so, number one.
All right. What you got, Bunton?
Mine is escalators and people movers.
Oh,
good one.
People that don't fucking... I'll go back. People that are completely capable of walking, but they stand on an escalator right dead center when they could just walk up the... I mean, the escalator is there not to fucking... stand on it makes you go
it
faster.
Transports you
and you if could you, be going faster if you were walking you could be going 4 miles an hour instead of two
right and then their cousin the morons that stand in the middle
of the because like Lloyd Center walkway
right
yes
because I want when I get on the escalator and I usually don't if I can walk I'll go up the stairs I don't usually take the escalator because I can walk.
I like an escalator. I'm okay with it, but I will stand to the side.
You're fascinated by the technology?
Yes.
I'm still kind of fascinated.
You stand there bewildered.
Where do those magic stairs
minutes?
Go when they
Where, exactly.
disappear under the thing?
The wizard spell. But
I take the escalator. I like it. I'm not against it, but I will stand to the side.
Right. And at the airport, the people that get on there and they have their fucking luggage and it's sitting in the middle and you can't get by.
Or what about the moving walkways?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking
especially
about.
Especially it's an airport. You got a plane to fucking catch. Yeah.
The airport, the people movers, right? Is that
yeah.
what they call it? The moving,
yeah.
The moving sidewalks.
The whatever? Magic sidewalk.
Get the fuck over.
I like when people let their kids play on those. That's fun.
I don't have no problem with that. because a kid's going to get his foot caught in it, and then yeah. I'm going to laugh.
The kid's going to do a face plant.
It's the closest thing they're going to get to Six Flags.
I hate the people.
You don't
people,
get to jump in any balls, kids.
I hate the people at the mall that it's like a family of four, and they're all fat, probably. And they're all just walking in a wall down right. the Lloyd Center. So you can't.
Shoulder to shoulder?
Exactly. Shoulder to shoulder, and they're just lackadaisical.
Talking about the bargains.
Yeah, pointing
talking
at shirts
Cinnabon.
That they can't fit in. It's ridiculous. Move to the side, and also move to the right-hand side. That's how traffic's supposed to go.
Right. I have
right-hand side, left-hand side.
I have
and
places.
If they're fat, they're not English. They're American.
That I need to be. And don't make the wall of fat. And don't fucking stand on the escalator when you're perfectly capable of walking up the escalator. And if so what? You're fucking fat and lazy. Just stand to the side a little bit, and I can scoot on through. Or and the at the airport, fuck, that's the one
airport's
that kills
the worst because you know people have places to go. The mall, whatever. You got to go to Binion's, get your eyes checked. Well, you're not gonna fucking miss your flight.
Have you ever
San
been
Antonio.
To O'Hare? O'Hare
no.
Airport.
No,
there's yeah, there's it's a huge airport, and there's this part. All the listeners, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. That all the neon bullshit on the ceiling, that huge. Huge moving sidewalk under there that you're trying like a motherfucker to get to your terminal.
Oh, you got
to
run from like terminal H to terminal.
Yeah, I
Z.
had a half hour layover, a 20-minute layover
yeah,
once.
Not long enough.
Man, I am booking and douchebag A and douchebag B are standing there and I can't get past them.
You needed to pull an OJ Hertz
no,
commercial.
I take the initiative and I go on your right. Coming
yeah,
through.
On your right. On yep. your right.
What I need is a little bell. Ring, 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 like on my bicycle. Anyway.
That's exactly what, yeah.
Pet peeve.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Jenny, what do you got?
Well, this one actually, I've just realized is a pet peeve of mine since BT and I moved in together. I didn't really realize that it was one because I lived alone and I always do everything correctly. If you're done with the shower and you turn it off, then push down the little toggle thing that makes the water go from the shower down to the faucet. Because the next person that's going to come in is going to turn it on to try to test the levels.
Right, give it a little touchy.
Give a little test. Is it warm? Is it cold? What
is
kind of shower do I want today? Do I want a coldie? Do I want a warmie? Do I want a hottie? I'm going to check it with my fingers. And if you leave that little toggle up, I'm going to get sprayed in the fucking morning face. And I'm already grouchy because I have a job and it's morning and I may or may not be hungover.
It's like a jizz facial from Satan.
And then it like wet. Oh, okay. I'll go also into this. I don't like wet hair.
That's got to suck because you got to
right?
wash that shit.
I hate wet hair touching me.
What if it's your own?
No, I hate it.
Oh.
Especially
oh.
my own. I
never knew this about you. You're fucked. You are
I know.
Fucked.
I don't like to have wet hair. And so if the toggle is up and you get sprayed, then you get that little wisp of wet hair that's going to smack you in your fucking good morning face. And I hate it.
So television question, thing. What do you not wash your hair in the morning?
No, I do. But then I put it up in a towel while I'm doing all of my
the
things
genie?
Like brush. Yes, the genie hair towel. Brushing my teeth, doing all my things, and then when I'm ready, I blow dry my hair. I don't like, and give me a break about a hair in a drain.
Oh, the hair drain. Everybody in the house right now has got short hair, so there's no... when.
And I have a medium-length hair, but...
Right. It's gregarious, not too precocious.
I fucking hate, I hate wet hair. I hate it. I hate it on my head.
BT looks like Crystal Gale, so if it's in there, it's
totally BT's. But yes, yeah, so that was one of the first things that I was like, honey, please put the toggle down on the I don't even know if it's called a toggle, but that's what I call it. That's please put the thing down because it squirts me in the face and I hate it. So then the next time he forgot, I was like, wait, please do it. And now I think that he's doing it on purpose.
You know what you're going to have to do? I'm going to get you some Post-its.
Oh my God, then he'll definitely do it
on
purpose.
You're going to post it.
Oh God, this is bringing out so many pet peeves and past relationships that I've had with certain
don't
things.
Start me with the past relationships.
No, I don't want to.
See, I didn't want all my pet peeves to be about like things that lovers do when you live
together.
Putting
really nice knives in the dishwasher. Stop doing it.
Ooh.
You don't put knives in a dishwasher.
That was one thing that VT told me when we moved in. He was like, these types of things don't go in the dishwasher. And I was like, these types of sweaters don't go in the dryer. You got it. Right?
See, that's copacetic, though.
You gotta do
I've
these
done that. I've put the
things.
Sweaters in the
yeah.
dryer.
And you don't know as a man, you I've don't know that you can't some sweaters. And he was like, how about this? Any sweatery looking materials, I will leave up to you. And I was
anything
like, good.
Anything that looks like was knitted by Mary yeah. Poppins, I'm not touching it.
Yeah.
What you got? You got one, Patrick? You got another one?
I think I've talked about my bus issues before.
I don't remember.
Okay.
That's a lie.
I hate lots of things right now. I hate the way people drive. I hate the anything with cars is just annoying the shit out of me. People, if you're on a fucking bus, either you have a backpack, put it on your fucking lap. Unless there's four people on the bus, just don't fucking put it on the seat while everyone's standing. Like
right,
you didn't pay for a fucking seat for your shit.
Did your yeah, shit have a transfer? No.
I love when, like, if it's a, you know, semi-full bus and somebody has their backpack, fine. The minute that bus starts getting full, you pull that fucking right. bag and you put it on your lap.
The only other pet peeve I have is the word pantsuit.
Really?
I hate that fucking
pant
word.
Pantsuit?
Pantsuit.
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 It's stupid. Oh, that's a nice, she was wearing a lovely pantsuit.
I like to cover up my poopa with a pantsuit.
It's fucking, it's annoying. Why don't you call a suit? Because it could be a skirt. Who gives a shit? It's a fucking suit that happened to have a fucking skirt. Just the fact that she's wearing pants does not require that other fucking word.
Well, I thought that it was a one-piece of pantsuit.
No,
that's called like a coverall.
Or a jumper.
Jumper.
In England, a jumper would be just a shirt.
But when I'm a dictator, everybody's going to wear jumpers.
Or pants.
Jumpsuit.
And the jumper is referred to the one in Game of Death with Bruce Lee, that orange one with the black stripe on the sleeve.
Well, the ones with the matching ASICs.
So pantsuit is only referred to for women's
right.
clothing.
Men don't wear pantsuits.
Right.
Well,
men just wear suits.
If you see a yeah. woman wearing a blazer and a skirt, call it a suit. It's a fucking suit. Like, she's wearing a suit. Because you don't say, that's a nice pair of suit pants. You say suit jacket. That's what it really means. Correct?
Yeah.
Because you would say, those are a nice pair of trousers or slacks. You wouldn't say suit pants, but you can say pants suits.
You know what, though?
She looks very lovely in her pantsuit.
She's wearing a lovely spring pantsuit.
This whole topic is kind of fuel for me to fuck with you guys. Later on.
Pantsuits.
Pooper. All my pet peeves.
June's going to come in and
peas.
Put up that. Every time he comes over to my house, he's going to put up that toggle. And I'm going to
totally,
blame BT every
totally
damn
gonna,
time. And he'll be like, baby, I put down the toggle.
I'm going to open up my closet to find a fucking towel. And pantsuit's going to be hanging there in the dry cleaning bag.
I'm going to start wearing pantsuits with a name tag that says pantsuit. My name is pantsuit.
That's fucking gross.
All right.
What
so
do you got?
This drives me crazy, but also it kind of brings me joy at the same time. The Tour de Francers.
Elaborate, please.
God, the Tour de Francers are the people that ride their bicycles and they wear the fucking garb like they're in the goddamn
and
Tour de
right,
France.
And they're just going to Plaid Pantry to get like a fucking
I'm
Gatorade.
Off to New Seasons to get some ribs. Fuck you, your clip fucking shoes, your goddamn $80 fucking helmet, and your tight-ass little outfit.
Your
and
postal,
don't forget,
United States Postal Service
yeah,
outfit.
Yeah, don't forget, I got to have that water bottle built into the fucking
back. Oh, yeah,
back
with the little
part.
Tube.
Fuck you.
Like you're a hamster.
You're not on the Tour de France.
What would happen if you needed to go to Safeway to just buy a thing of milk and you got in your car and it was decked out with like numbers and sponsors and you had like the little
you're
net
like
over your window and you just jumped in there with a little microphone so you could talk to your fucking roommates back at your house?
You're like, yo, I'm going to get paper for my poopa. What do you guys
time
need?
You're on your fucking bike with that goddamn aerodynamic helmet. Think about this. So some dude in a NASCAR going, I just got to run and drop off these movies.
Yeah, Skittles is sponsoring me to go to Plaid Pantry.
You
check
anything?
Me out.
But
this car has no lights.
Am I the only one?
No.
No, it's ridiculous. Totally. Even just the toe clips drive me bananas.
No, I can understand having, you know, certain gear to do your thing, but why the fuck are
yeah,
you
like if
wearing
you're gonna go to work,
a luge
rainy.
Fucking outfit going to the goddamn store? It's the most ridiculous asinine thing that I can think of. But every time I see it, I kind of go, Tour de France.
He thinks what is Tour de France? What, what's going through
I
his brain?
I don't see 19-year-olds do that. So what is the age where you turn into that person?
I think 30. You have to own a house.
Yeah, I agree. You have to own a house, and maybe you hate your wife and your kids, so that's your new hobby is being the Tour de France guy. You're like, I need to get out of the house. You got to get all decked up so that you can go somewhere.
You can't see his forearm because of all the Lance Armstrong bracelets that adorned it.
Yeah, live strong.
Another thing is I don't know where you get that shit. If I
REI.
I mean, okay, there's really they
I don't
sell
know.
There?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I mean there's certain kinds of people that I don't hang out with. Like, you know, Chuck E. Cheesers.
Yeah, Tour de France.
We've advanced in our lives that we have excluded certain people from
sure.
that we feel are not
people who wear Looney Tune characters on their clothes.
Yes, exactly. People who wear Looney Tune characters on their fucking denim jackets and embroider job.
Thank you.
Yes.
Or Highlander crew jackets. There used to be a dude in New Hampshire who walked around with a satin thing, said Highlander, the series crew. And he didn't work on the show. He like ordered
no.
it.
No. Yeah, he ordered it on their fucking store on their website.
He paid
yeah.
$95 for something he could have gotten for like $25.
Yeah. Or like the overweight couple that wears the matching fucking jogging suit. They're obviously not jogging, but they wear those.
There goes another thing, a jogging
mean
suit.
People, we're going to hell.
Well, so it's called a pet peeve.
And our hell is going to be nothing but the
but
pet peeves.
These people, nothing but Tour de France.
Yeah, we're going to have to wear the suit. Pant or whatever
pant suits?
The pantsuit, and I'm gonna be in the fucking
no, I'll be married
Lance Armstrong bullshit,
yeah. And I'm constantly gonna have wet hair,
and trying to cross the street dodging the Lance Armstrong.
Well,
people.
I'm just trying to get to a blow dryer. That's all I want. I have one more, which is kind of the same type of a thing. These type of people I have decided that I will not hang out with. The people who constantly have the Bluetooth in their ear, whether they're talking to someone or not. And I'm not talking about the guy you see in the office pantsuit. I'm talking about the guy that has his fucking Looney Tunes shirt tucked into
Tweety Bird.
His Tweety Bird shirt tucked into his fucking outdated jeans and his high tops that has a Bluetooth in. Who's calling you?
Dockers trying to get him to buy more crappy pants.
Yeah, who is calling you that you need that Bluetooth in always? Always. And then he talks to himself and I think he's talking to me. And I'm like, what? What?
Well, yeah.
Are you you're on your Bluetooth.
And they look crazy. I mean, you have to realize that when you have that apparatus stuck in your fucking skull and you can't see it because your head's turned, that you look like a fucking moron.
You look like
because you're trying to buy more of those fucking tight ass clothes for your
like,
stupid bike.
I wanted to return these because they hugged my pooper. How do I get it in the XL? XXL. And I'm like, who is this guy talking to? Oh, wait, he's talking to Sears.com on the fucking Bluetooth.
Well, he was also hitting on you and trying to only show you his good side and his bad side.
He has no good side, trust me.
Robot motherfucker.
If he would have flashed me that expensive Bluetooth, I probably would have gone out with him.
Can I put your digits in
my Bluetooth? Do you have a Bluetooth? Do you have a Bluetooth? No, I'm sorry, I don't
Sorry, I only fuck guys with Bluetooths.
I can understand having a Bluetooth if
in
you're
your car.
Driving a car.
Absolutely.
Take it fucking off. You see guys walking around goddamn Fred Meyers for
exactly.
an hour and a half. Not
no one's calling them. They just have the fucking thing hanging on their fat ass ear.
Because they
for
grew up
no
wanting to be the Punisher.
Reason.
And they can't buy a gun.
You're not the Borg. You're not the Borg. No one is going
to
be assimilated. Take your Bluetooth off.
Oh, he's assimilated.
Off.
Anyway, so we've come into the end of this part of the show. We're going to take a fake break.
Wow. We need to go run around the block or something.
Yeah, we need more beer. We should have. Patrick bought some beer and dum.
I told you. Maybe
we only
maybe
got a sixer of tall boys.
I got to make a phone call, so maybe I'll go get some more.
Ooh.
I knew this was going to happen. See, I took a maroon
what
ash
do you think?
Cheek nap. She's all ready to go.
No?
I am going to go talk on my Bluetooth to my agent and find out what kind of jobs they've got lined up for me.
That's a lovely pantsuit you're wearing.
I know. I'm ready. I'm ready to.
You guys are just ready to go.
Fucking.
Hey, you're listening to the Hideous Creature Show. We're going to take a fake break. We'll be right back.
From Skunk, it's super extreme mega history heroes. It's the Bronte Sisters, super-powered English authors from the 19th century. They're Charlotte, Emily, and Anne. All forced to fight evil publishers to get their books into print.
Girls can't write books. Ha, ha, ha.
That's why the Brontes pretend to be men with their super disguised mustaches.
We're boys.
Guys, your books have revolutionized the gothic romance novel. They're awesome. Well, the joke's on you, narrow-minded cur. We are women. What? No one wants to read books by girls. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. The Bronte sisters come with boomerang, book-throwing action.
Take this, you sexist pig. I wrote Jane Eyre. I wrote Wuthering Heights, and Anne wrote Agnes Grey. Book on, Bronte!
Look, there's more of them.
You'll never get into this club, Bronte's.
Bronte sisters,
together, the Brontes wrote books about confident, independent women. Now they join forces again to become the all-powerful Brontesaurus! Brontesaurus comes with barrier-breaking feminist vision!
You win! Oh! Run away!
Ah! Bronte sisters come with everything you see here. So remember, kids, use your brain, and you'll make history! From Scott!
We are back from fake break. What a wonderful fake break it was. Hey, you know what a fun part about fake break was?
What?
That we came to the realization that we didn't do any fucking movie madness.
Not even one.
Nope.
Not even a half a one.
Not even one. So we're going to go into it. Movie Madness is a game to play here on the Hideous Creature Show where I choose a movie and then play movie clips from it. And Jenny and Patrick try to guess what the movie is. And you as a listener can also play along.
We're going to fuck it like a cheerleader. That's what we're going to do.
What did you say when you came back in? Let's put some some euphemism that you had.
I'm just trying to make up the euphemosms.
Okay. So here's this week's first Movie Madness for episode 43.
We all have a drinking problem.
Anything? Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah, you bet.
We all have a drinking problem.
I know who it is, I think.
I think I might know who it is, too. Can we get one more just because we were skimped on the first part of the show?
Of course you can. Here we go.
This is some senior guy who screwed the pooch.
Okay, we'll play one more time.
This is some senior guy who screwed the pooch.
That sounds like somebody, but I don't think it's who I think it is.
I don't think it's the I don't think the first person is who I thought it was, but I might have an idea.
So, because we didn't go into in the Movie Madness, I'm going to kind of take the reins of the Movie Madness this week and let you guys do Douchebag of the Week, and I'll remember
too much pressure
to put this shit in.
Boom,
so.
Boom, 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 boom.
Here we go. Actually, last week's douchebag of the week.
Yeah. Who won the poll? I refresh my memory.
Okay. Well, on last week's show, on episode 42, it was Mother 15 Loses Kid in Walmart. And the next one was The Chuck E. Cheese Makes People Crazy. number four was... the teenager that cut off a foot in the cemetery.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cut off the Jew foot.
Mm-hmm. And then Bristol Palin. And then Jimmy Page.
Ripping off Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But there was another one, but I think it's not here. But who cares? So the second spot was a tie with 20% of the votes was for the mother of 15 that lost her kid in Walmart and that teenage foot cutter.
Wow.
Hmm.
So what won, Jimmy Page?
The winner of episode 42, Douchebag of the Week, was Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Makes people fucking crazy.
Our listeners probably all hang out in Chuck E. Cheese's. That's why they know.
Well, you know, they probably work there.
They know. All of our listeners work in a Chuck E. Cheese.
I work in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, there you go.
All right, so let's jump into Douchebag of the Week for episode 43.
Say hi to your mom, Coleman.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Man makes up robbery to get a ride home. The Charles County Sheriff's Office said a man called 911 and made up a story about being robbed so that he could get a ride home. Authorities said that they were called to Hawthorne Road near Manor Drive, this is in Maryland, by the way, for a reported armed robbery. The man told the officers he'd been walking on Route 225, good route.
Yeah, it's a good route. It's a good walking route. Yeah.
Good route. When a car stopped and someone put a gun to his head and demanded money, the man claimed to have complied and the suspect fled. The officers searched the area and noticed inconsistencies in his account. The man then admitted. I just combined admitted and fabricated into admitted. I just invented a word.
It's a compound word. I like it.
He admitted fabricating the robbery story because he wanted to ride home. He said that his cell phone was out of minutes and 911 was the only number that he could call.
Well, all cell phones are built to call 911 no matter what, working
dummy,
or not.
It doesn't say if he was drunk or not. He probably was. This dummy decided that he was going to make up a fucking story that someone had put a gun to his head so that he could get a ride home.
But then admitted because the cops found discrepancies. That bush that you said was over there isn't really over there. You're lying to us.
And he's like, you're right.
Out of curiosity, I wonder if they just kind of called his bluff. And yeah, he just divulged maybe that he was lying
right off
the bat.
Because,
like,
what kind of inconsistencies could it be? Like, they didn't see a gun print in the side of his head? Or what? Yeah. I mean, what the fuck kind of... He's like, you got me. Can I still get a ride home?
I'm coming back from the Sizzler.
What if it was a canine?
I have some leftover shrimps here. You want some?
A canine unit. And then, like, all right, you got to get in the back there with Rex. He's a humper.
Watch
out.
He's like, I'm scared of dogs.
If he starts, you got to let him finish.
Rex started sniffing him, and he was like... He was like, Rex barked out that the guy had just been a Red Lobster with all you could eat.
Liar! Old man Ferguson's down by the well? No one attacked him?
No one attacked... What? And he's like, oh, God, Rex, you got me.
Well, I mean, the police, anytime that there's a firearm involved, they want to catch the people, especially if they're...
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean, that's serious. The guy said he pulled a gun to his head. I just like that the guy didn't even stick with his own lie. Like, if you're going to fucking call 911, stick with your lie, dummy. Get that ride home. File that police report. Do it all.
Jenny, you should do kind of...
You should be a cop.
You should show up at hotel conference rooms and tell people how to lie to the cops.
I would look so good in a cop uniform.
Or a pantsuit.
Jenny Kaler.
Jenny Kaler. The liar. Homicide.
You're a good cop, Kaler. I'd hate to lose you.
I will never let anybody take it into pooper while I'm on the force.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I'd have to travel. All my friends lived in southeast Portland, and I lived in northeast Portland. And the bus had stopped running, so I had to skate all the way home, which was probably like 5 miles or something like that. And I would see cops, and I'd stop and ask them for rides, and they'd never give me a ride home, ever.
Oh, you're like, I'm a kid.
And I was drunk sometimes.
You were drunk coming home from school?
No, I would be hanging out with my friends on a Friday.
Oh, okay.
And didn't want to stay at their house, so I'd skate
home. But your angle would be like, hey, give it to a kid. Like, I'm just a kid.
I thought that.
And they wouldn't do it.
No, they would say, we're not a taxi service.
They'll, like, learn the hard way, kid.
I go... And, of course, I did the cliche.
You're like, I'm probably going to get kidnapped.
No, I did the
old...
No,
did you use my taxes pay your salary? Even
no,
like
I did the...
I wish.
It says on your door, protect and serve. Which, I think that any time that happens to a cop and it gets...
They're going to do the exact opposite.
Recorded, they should get a bonus, like an extra fiver in their pay.
Well, it's like a sounder for them.
They should just reach over, grab one of those fucking Boston cream donuts that are in the passenger seat and just eat it in front of the person.
You're like, I'm a hungry orphan. I gotta get back home.
Please, sir.
I'm just
please
a little guy. I was wondering if I could get right home. Did you do that voice? I'm just
that would have gotten it.
I'm just a well guy.
How far do you got to go?
It's a pretty long way. And I'm just a little guy.
Is there anybody at home, son, that we can
Hi,
drop
Kenny.
You off at?
Mom's home, but she's a little drunk, probably.
How about your dad?
Can you drop me off at heaven so I can say hi to my dad? That was for you, Kenny, by the way.
All right, so.
Okay, Patrick, what
wait,
do you got?
Let's do a movie madness real quick.
Osborne Cox?
Yes.
I thought you might be worried about the security of your shit.
I'm going to do another
one because I'm on to it. I'm on to it.
I got it.
We're playing Movie Madness Ketchup. Here we go. Here's another one.
So you don't want a sex change?
Oh, no. I am all woman.
Ew, creepy. Well, a man who assaulted a four-year-old boy because he was wearing a red shirt may be a wannabe gang member. So a man assaulted a four-year-old boy because he was wearing a red shirt.
It still kills me.
What? A wannabe?
Well.
Something.
It's Fosta's for douchebag. That didn't make any sense.
I like it's Australian for douchebag.
I actually
that's
like
what you're looking for. I like Foster's.
It's fastest for douchebag.
It's fastest for douchebeer.
I don't know. I all of a sudden have a New York accent.
The boy was playing at the Whakatanese Cutler Crescent Reserve on Thursday morning when a man, thought to be in his mid 20s to early 30s, approached the child while his father's back was turned. The man poked the boy in the chest and shouted at him to remove his shirt.
Get your shit!
The man, who was wearing blue bandanas around his wrist and his neck, then physically removed the shirt from the boy before his father...
Is he gay?
...could intervene.
He's wearing bandanas around all the parts.
Interesting question.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like flair. Like fucking tacos. Like a...
Taco time. I hate that guy.
What's the guy from Reno 911? On the roller skates, a world of bandanas.
Oh.
Terry.
Yeah, Terry.
tacos.
This territory is known. This is known territory for the Black Power Gang, which is associated with blue colored clothing. Black Power's main rival gang, the Mongrel Mob, is associated with red colored clothing.
Hold on, they're called the Mongrel Mob. That's their gang name.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Did you really just do that? I'm going to have to take a Silkwood shower after the show now.
You guys are part of my wolf pack.
Of one.
He was initially thought to be a Black Power member, but he might not be a formal member at all of an adult gang, but rather a member of a wannabe youth group.
Of a baby gang that beats up four-year-olds.
Who's in his mid-20s to early 30s.
He's like, the gang's going to think I'm super cool right after I assault little Billy.
And I'm going to knock over that lemonade stand on the way home to the clubhouse.
Look at all these kids I can shove.
I gathered you all paper boys here because you need protection. I'm the only one that can give it to you.
Did he just call us a pussy?
Four legs and rollers.
That's all I can think about is that South Park episode with Timmy
they
and
got us Mountain Dew
Jimmy.
And marshmallows or ginger ale.
Hey guys, I brought some marshmallows and some Tang.
You do a good Jimmy.
You do a good Jimmy. So we have a wannabe gang member in his mid-20s to early 30s who
is it, and he just
who assaults a fucking baby.
A four-year-old. That would be his...
And his dad's back was turned, and he was like, this is my chance.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
This is my chance to fucking really do something in the game.
He's hiding in the bushes.
What the fuck?
He's throwing rocks into the other bush so that the dad would go, huh, what's wrestling around there? I better go check that out.
Oh, I got to go wrestle a cougar.
A cougar meaning a woman.
What's your pet them? You better take your shirt off.
Oh, so does it say if the kid took it off?
Well, he ripped it off of it.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
How does that...
You take that fucking shirt off, kid. Nah, I'm going to do it for you. You want something done?
The kid can barely conjugate.
He's like, but I like red. It's my favorite color of the rainbow. What? You mean your gang? You mean it's the favorite color of your gang?
So where's this from? Where's the story from?
It doesn't actually have a byline, but I would say it's probably New Zealand or Australia or...
One of those backwards places.
It's the Wakanaki.
You got to talk into the microphone.
Reminds me of my father's penis, so I'm a little hesitant.
He probably tried to make you take that shirt off.
Yeah, he did.
All right, here's another movie, man.
I think it's New Zealand.
This could put a big dent in my surgeries.
Big time.
I know what it is.
You already got it?
Yeah.
big dent in my pants.
Here's another catch-up.
I have very limited breaths, a ginormous ass, and I've got this gut that swings back and forth in front of me like a shopping cart with a bent wheel.
You know, there's a lot of guys that like you just the way you are.
Yeah, losers.
I don't know. I mean, am I a loser? You know, I wasn't always a manager at Hard Bodies. Let me tell you.
That's the dad from Step Brothers.
Yeah. It's also the father the father from Six Feet Under.
Yeah.
Clarksville man steals beer, says they weren't cold enough. After reportedly stealing beer from a gas station on the bypass, it doesn't say where, a man brought the drinks back minutes later and attempted to exchange the stolen beers because they weren't cold enough. It's always the trouble. A clerk told the police... A clerk told the police he went back to the store while restocking the beer, and when a few cases were missing. At that point, the man, who appeared drunk, you think,
through one case.
I almost fucking just spewed beer on my nose.
Came in with the warm beer and asked to exchange it. When the clerk asked if he'd paid for the beer, he grew anxious, in quotes. The report asked for directions to William Rudolph Boulevard and left. It doesn't say anything.
That's his get-out line.
Where's William Rudolph Boulevard?
So did you actually rape your sister? Hey, where's that Rudolph Boulevard?
Where's that Rudolph?
And the guy kind of scratches his chin a little bit. Oh, Rudolph Boulevard, you just want to go over there? Wait! And looks around, the guy's gone.
And then
gone.
He's like, wait, exactly, and then he's already gone.
Ninja.
So it's like, I've heard of people like stealing shit from like Fred Meyer or Target or whatever. You steal it, then you take it back and you get the cash. They don't check it, whatever. Well,
what kind of store was it?
Just a convenience store.
On the bypass.
So it's like AM/PM type of situation?
Yeah, like a plaid pantry type sitch.
Did he have, like, he came in incognito with, like, a mustache
He's
on?
Like, hello, sir. What? No. Well, first he stole it. He stole it incognito, and then he came back and was like, I purchased this beer earlier this evening. I am from England, and now I would like to get a colder variety.
I lost the receipt in my lorry.
I lost the receipt while I was going up to my loft. And now I would like to get a colder variety. I don't know what accent I'm doing.
I'll tell you the quandary is my autopad ran out of petrol.
Wait.
And I came back, and my beer seems to be a little on the, warm side. Can I switch it up for maybe a colder brew?
Oh, of course you can, thief.
Smashing. I'll just be getting my beer and be on my way. Cheerio.
Do you sell crisps? No, I really should be going.
I call fries chips. See you later.
Do you know in England, we call French fries chips.
And we call cookies biscuits.
Honest to God.
Do you know, we don't have police officers with guns. We have bobbies.
Are you telling me somebody came in here, perhaps one of those hooligans, and stole some of your beer? Uncivilized. I'll be on my way.
You are so Garth Marenghi right now.
Oh my God, you are Garth Marenghi.
You are Garth Marenghi right now.
Author, dreamweaver.
You are.
Writer, dreamweaver.
You are. That is
novelist, dreamweaver.
Thank you, Al Stewart.
Oh, wait, we got another movie menace.
I have very limited breaths. A ginormous
ass. Oh, wait, we did this one, right?
This gut that swings back and forth
but
in front
the
of me
bonus
like a
hasn't gone down. Keep it up. It's like
I've got his number. I got his number.
Oh, my God.
That was a bit more difficult.
All right. One more.
Hello? Did anybody lose their secret CIA stuff? I don't think so.
Patrick, what do you got?
Dateline, Miami.
We call French fries chips. And I tell you, we shove them in our bunghole.
In your pooper?
In the... the old back shaft.
I like a lager. I'm going to get this guy's name wrong because I forget his name. But
come on, old man. I know you got it in ya.
An anti-gay psychologist is... An anti-gay psychologist's recent trip to Europe with a gay male escort from Miami has captivated readers and viewers around the world.
Captivated me.
Captivated you better than the Harry Potter.
Ding dong, book. You've got my attention.
Salacious stories have been published from South Florida to New Zealand, coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, over amber waves of grain. And it has been the butt of jokes by Jay Leno, Stephen Colbert, and Jon Stewart. Thank you, Miami Herald, for keeping us entertained.
Jay Leno, leave him out of it.
Have you heard this? Did you read about this?
I did not.
And on Friday...
What? It just took me like 3 or 4 seconds to kind of get that without you doing some sort of sad-ass Jay Leno.
And on Friday, the young escort at the center of the scandal spoke with CNN correspondent. Okay, thanks for giving us, like, this is what happened on TV last night. Anyway, what had happened is that the psychologist George A. Reekers, an officer of the Conservative National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality.
Holy shit.
Also known as NARTH.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
NARTH.
Oh, you just made that up.
NARTH.
It is NARTH.
It's NARTH.
Oh, my God. Read it again. What's the name again?
The National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality.
I want to sign up with them. Weed out the gays.
He paid this young man $75 a day plus expenses to travel with him for 2 weeks in April to London and Madrid. So this is a dude who gets to, quote unquote, cure fucking people of their homosexuality.
Good. Hallelujah.
And he's hanging out in the Spanish Riviera, fucking being fun boys, jumping around looking for a room. We've got to get it up. Party time.
So you can do that?
Yeah, you can rent a boy escort.
No, you can cure people from gay.
Yes, June, you can.
I'm cured. Look at me.
I've cured Patrick for years.
The only thing I can look at is Jenny's breasts. Don't want to look at that big bulge.
If he doesn't look at my breasts, he gets electrocuted.
Ow!
That's
Jesus,
how you cure.
That hurt my ears. I'm sorry.
That's well, how you cure.
Okay. So what year is it again?
2010.
Right. And people still think that gay is
a disease.
A disease.
People think that a dude
it's
was
a
the son
horrible,
of God.
It's a horrible. Horrible disease takes over your whole body.
People think the pyramids were made by mules.
I hope that there's a special cancer.
The pyramids were made by gays.
That people get for thinking like that. Like your brain, your brain is so fucked up that it makes up its
eventually
own cancer.
It eats its own self away because it's too fucked up.
I think it already has.
They actually give you know how deaf people are blind people. Their sense of hearing goes up.
Right.
If you actually think that people can be cured of gayness, it actually gives you the ability to see x-rays into boners. Like, you can see through men's trousers and see nothing but their boners. That's their heightened sense. Because they're fucking gay.
Do you think...
Repressed fucking homosexuals.
I'm actually curious the fact that the reason why men do this, other men have this... The fear of gay guys.
It's because they're gay.
No, well, that's one
thought.
Idea. But what I think is that they know how perverted men are,
right?
In their
so
own
two,
head,
the idea of two men together blows their mind.
Because there's no
because
way.
Because it's so perverted. It's like
no
two
you're
perverts.
Gonna, yeah, you're
getting
not
going
to be able to get a cock in a man's mouth and ass simultaneously. But I know two men, gay men, can do it.
It's like the most perverted of all perverts is men together. Look at a frat house.
I mean, that's why guys get jealous is because guys know how other guys think.
Right.
And guys are perverts.
And guys are, one, dumb.
Dumb.
And
I'm not dumb, but I'm not a guy, really.
You're pretty dumb.
Well, I mean, okay, I take that back. Dumb
Sorry,
when it comes
Patrick.
To... I mean, not ignorant. I'm talking about...
They're ruled by their sex. Yeah. They're ruled by their want of sex and the desire to... That is why men do a lot of fucked up things. Not saying that you guys are fucked up, but there's a lot of men...
I like to fuck chicks in their belly buttons.
There you go. or also in the poopa.
I gotta see this.
Mm. It fits right in there. It goes in but so I bet, smooth.
I bet.
Really,
I mean,
yours does.
Yeah.
I bet that's why this guy. Well, I guess religion too. Well, fuck.
Oh,
your
it's
brain
completely
up too.
Religion. Oh, right. It's religion, and it's also the fact that this guy probably is so overcome by his desire to suck a cock that he doesn't know what to do with himself. So he decides that he wants to cure everyone of wanting to suck a cock.
So his
right.
own.
Now I want to suck a cock.
I know, right?
Family.
Right.
His own sexual repression gave him a mental disease.
A mental boner to cure boners
in the Spanish Riviera. And London.
Yes.
I want to roll on the hills of green with you in London.
I think if you're going to take anybody out of gay, the Spanish Riviera would be the...
It's the place to start.
I was thinking of, like, Iraq. That's where you
That's the place to start.
Yeah. I was thinking Arizona for some reason. Or the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. Baja.
Or maybe Maui.
Why not just go for San Francisco?
Big Sur.
That's right. You know what? We are going to...
Let's go for San Fran.
We are so going to cure you from your figgy. We're going to SF.
We are here, and we are not queer. Get used to it.
It wouldn't
That's
be
what they yell, except for the not is, you know, kind of lost. We're here. We're not queer. Get used to it. And then all the gays are like, yay.
The thousand-man march. All right, here's another movie of madness.
We'll interface with the FBI on this dead body.
No, no, God, no. Burn the body. Get rid of it.
Okay.
All right, one more, and then we'll close it.
So you don't want a sex change?
Oh, no.
We already heard this one. We heard that one.
God damn.
Now, give me the f***ing floppy or the CD or whatever the f*** it is.
As soon
and
as
I'll
you
be
give
on
us
my
the
way.
Money.
What?
So you Ouch. Guys think you know it?
Oh, I know that I know it.
Oh yeah,
it's a good one.
Oh yeah.
So douchebag of the week's done, and you can go on the website and vote for what you think is douchebag of the week. I'm not gonna kind of go over it.
Okay, I was just gonna ask if you wanted to recap. Everybody just heard it. Put it on the website. You guys can go vote. There's only four this week. Usually we do six, but there's only four. So
go on and
narrow it down
for what you think is the biggest douchebag of the week. And we're going to close out Movie Madness and reveal what it is. Here's another one.
Your eyes are one of your best features, but we can do something about the incipient crow's feet.
Baby crow's feet. Little chickling's feet. I mean, chicks. Chicky, chicky, chicky.
Yes, again, well put. You have a way with words. We make a small incision and then pull the skin tight, like stretching the skin over a drum. Not too tight, though. We don't want that worked on look. You need sufficient slack for the face to remain expressive.
Yeah, I don't want to look like Boris Karloff.
I love you, Frances McDormand.
Madola found, like, this CD just lying in a locker.
On the floor there?
Yeah, and it's these files, man.
I'm not comfortable with this.
It was just lying there.
You should put up a note in the ladies' locker room.
Put up a note? Hello? Did anybody lose their secret CIA shit? I don't think so.
It did make me love Brad Pitt again.
Right? We were just talking in our pause earlier that this is the movie that, like, Brad Pitt was awesome, and he is awesome. Then the whole Angelina Brangelina bullshit happened. The real life stuff. It was all over People magazine, like we talked about. It was all over everything, all over the tabloids. And you kind of forget that he's an awesome actor. He really is. Angelina Jolie, eh.
Yeah.
I could fucking leave her, honestly.
Boobs and lips.
Boobs and lips. Thank you.
I got his number.
Oh, my God.
That was a bit more difficult.
All right, and the reveal?
Burn After Reading.
Yes, it is.
Excellent movie. So good. Even when I saw the previews of it, and I saw that one scene where he gets punched in the face is awesome.
John Malkovich.
And the scene where he does his little, he's in his fitness outfit, and he does a little pump of his fist. Was like, fuck yeah. Seven Monkeys.
I hated that movie.
Oh, I loved 12 it.
12 Monkeys?
12 Monkeys, sorry. 12 Monkeys.
18 Monkeys?
I thought you were talking about the
45
porn.
Monkeys.
Sitting 100, in
and also,
106 fucking monkeys.
The reason I said 7 Monkeys is because 7, the movie 7.
Yeah.
He's amazing in that. Fucking Fight Club, give me a break.
He was good in Thelma and Louise, too. I liked it when he did the little fuck motion on the staircase.
Yeah.
To the bad guy from... he was a bad guy. He was Shooter McGowan.
Oh, Christopher McDonald.
Oh, I love that guy. I love Shooter McGowan.
Is that his name?
I think it's Christopher McDonald.
Did you work on a film with him?
No. But it's Christopher McDonald, I think.
So, yeah.
Michael McDonald?
No, it's Christopher McDonald.
What a fool believes.
That was terrible.
June, I was listening to the show this week. Who was the band that you closed out with?
The band that we closed out with last week was Minutemen. And on every show that we do, and we play an outro tune, you can go onto our website, and we have on the right side of our website page is an outro bands that we play, and you can go on there and find them, and it gives you a link to Amazon.com, and you can buy the record there. But I would hope that you would go to your local music purveyor and buy it there.
Yeah.
Or buy it on iTunes so that at least maybe the artist is
And while
cut.
You're there on iTunes buying some music, you could go to the Hideous Creature podcast and give us a rating if you'd like. And hopefully rate us as a positive rating.
Give us the 5 stars.
If you're visiting your grandmother, get on her computer and rate us from her thing. So...
tell a friend.
Download a bunch of stuff illegally on your grandma's computer.
We would love you very, very
too,
much.
So that she gets arrested.
Some unicorns humping, some nuns being jizzed on.
So you can find us on the iTunes. You can find us on Podcast Alley. You can find us on Zoom. And you can also find us on our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. And we have archived all the shows that we've ever done on there. You can
on iTunes, you can only get so many. It doesn't give you all of them.
Right.
But on our website, you can get one through 42.
That's right. And you can call us on our Hideous Creature hotline, which is 503-928-7751, and leave us a message.
It's actually just June's big, huge phone from 1983.
It's as big as me.
Yeah. It's actually, you can walk into it. It's one of the London
phone booths. It's almost like a
booths.
Phone. It's a phone booth.
Right, it's
is
one
what
of
it
the
is.
Red ones. It's not blue. It's not a
phone booth. I'm going to make that phone booth take his shirt off because I am not in that phone booth gang.
Oh, God. Phone booth gang.
We're parts of the phone booth gang. We're solving the crimes.
Yeah, I will kick that phone booth ass.
I'll kick it down, steal the quarters.
And if you have extra time, you should check out our website. We got a whole little thing going on there, which is we have a Hideous Creature Show chat. It's like a bulletin board type of thing. You can write your comments in there. And also when you're voting for Douchebag of the Week, you can write a comment
in there. You can make
there.
A comment. Which I like. I love to read the comments. Leave a comment.
Leave a comment.
If
give
you
a kid
if
a
you
comment.
Make a, yeah, give it to a kid. If you leave a comment, if you make a vote, leave a comment for fun. Even if you just write hi.
And if some of them are good, well then we'll read them on the show. This is the Hideous Creature Show. We're going to do another show next week. Until that time, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
The Hideous Creature Show.
The Hideous Creature makes me want to pee all over the neighbors.